Craig Ray joins us now, sports editor at Daily Maverick. The Independent Communications Authority of South Africa has basically not changed the Sports Broadcast Rights Bill. And essentially what this means is that the people who hoped that they would be able to watch on free-to-air television a lot of the sport that you currently have to pay to watch via DSTV are not going to be able to do so. Craig, good afternoon. A lot of disappointment for a lot of people.
Afternoon, John. Yeah, there is, and I guess there's a lot of sigh of relief for a lot of people, including entire industries of sport, which TV funds, essentially. So it's a really tough one in a country like ours, isn't it, because of the inequality in South Africa. And professional sport is funded largely by TV money, and that comes from subscriptions and therefore pay TV, and obviously, that means it goes behind closed doors for most people. Yet, you know, in our country, we try to use sport as a nation-building tool, and when you put the Springboks or the Bafana behind the paywall, you know, it fails in that sense. So it's a very tricky situation in South Africa.
I think there was an expectation that ICASA would, in some way, try to make more sport accessible to more people. I know that there were very strong presentations to the hearings on this from sports federations and from SuperSport, you know, talking about the cost of getting the rights and how getting those rights wouldn't be worth the money paid for them if they then had to be shared without requisite payment for the sharing.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's, you know, it's a free market economy when it comes to selling sports broadcast rights. And you know, sports federations such as SARU and the PSL, you know, want to maximize their product, which is rugby or football or cricket, whatever the case may be. And that means, you know, they sell it off to the highest bidder. In this case, unfortunately, SABC and ETV haven't been able to compete. There's nothing to stop them putting in bids in the next cycle of regulations or next cycle of bidding, but they just don't have the income. So there was talk of doing sort of a third-party sale to sell products on second-hand, if you like. But that comes with a whole bunch of issues as well, particularly from a SuperSport point of view, because, you know, they don't want, you know, let's say they spend $100 million for X event and then sell it off to the SABC at $5 million Rand, and, you know, that's aired at the same time as them, then they're losing out on a massive amount of viewership. So it comes with a lot of tricky negotiation, and I think that is a sticking point, and maybe there is some room for maneuver in that sense in the South African market. I'm not sure how exactly, but that has been raised, and I think ICASA did mention that that is one of the issues that they would like parties to come together on, is sort of these subletting, if you like, or sub-selling of sports broadcasts. Mm-hmm.
The reason that SABC and ETV aren't able to get into the next bidding round is because they don't have the money. And in the case of SABC, they don't have the money in part because they have been so appallingly mismanaged over the last while. But even if, you know, even if they had some money, there's this huge incumbency advantage because you've had the rights, you've built up the audience, which is used to accessing the product that you supply to them, which means that you've got the advertisers on board and it's very, very difficult for an outsider, particularly somebody or two somebodies that have been outsiders for more than 20 years to get in on the action.
It is, and you're quite right, that's a fair point. But, you know, money talks at the bottom line. I mean, I just recently the NFL, I don't know if you saw, the National Football League in America just signed a new 10-year broadcast deal worth $105 billion. I mean, it's ludicrous. But, you know, the interesting thing here was for many years the NFL was only broadcast on Fox and maybe CBS. What they've done is they've unbundled it, and it's actually going to NBC, Disney, and Amazon Prime as well. So they've sold it in blocks, if you like. So Sunday afternoon football is going on CBS for $1.85 billion a year, and Fox has another share of Sunday afternoon football at $2.03 billion a year. And then sort of, for instance, Thursday night football is on Amazon Prime, which they sold for $1.3 billion. So they've broken up their own product. Now, a lot of people will tell you that's not how to do it in marketing. You want to bundle everything under one package and sell it exclusively. But the NFL has obviously seen that slightly differently. And there's also a whole rise of streaming services, John. So, you know, I think you know, SuperSport, for instance, have the monopoly. People like Saru and PSL, you know, maybe they're actually doing themselves a disservice by just dealing with one client. Maybe, you know, in future, they'll look to sell to other streaming services that will come in with money, you know, that will be the competition to SuperSport. It won't be the SABC or maybe not ETV, but it might be streaming services such as Amazon Prime and a few others. And that's where the competition could come from. But again, the consumer is going to have to pay for it.
And the people who are selling the rights, I mean, let's take the English Premier League, for example, which I would think, apart from matches involving our local cricketers and our local rugby players, and I mean, a lot of Bafana Bafana and PSL football is also pretty much exclusive to DSTV. But I mean, let's take the English Premier League. So the English Premier League, they would have to, I don't know, do they say to SuperSport, you have the rights for Saturday matches, and to a streaming service, to Amazon Prime, we'll sell you the rights for the Sunday matches. And then you either are a DSTV scriber and an Amazon Prime scriber, or you're going to go, well, I'm more likely to watch football on Saturday or Sunday, so let me subscribe to that service. Kind of a way of the future?
Yeah, I think that could be true. I mean, for instance, if you're in Britain this year and you want to watch every major sporting event that you enjoy, that we would watch on SuperSport, you would have to subscribe to 12 different services.
Really? Great. As many as that.
As many as that to get what we more or less getting on SuperSport for one subscription. So I think from a South African consumer point of view, it's fantastic that we have SuperSport.
If you have 980 rand, whatever is the prime, yeah.
Precisely. So but it's not going to get cheaper if you break it up into smaller bits. Those smaller bits are all going to be more expensive, and you're actually going to end up paying more. So going back to your question, will Premier League football say to SuperSport, well, we're only going to sell you Saturday games and Sunday games are going to Amazon Prime? They might well do that if it's in their interest to make more money. Yeah, but there are advantages to packaging something under an umbrella as well and getting one service. But yeah, it's a fascinating field that I've started sort of doing a bit more investigation on, but it really, you know, the hard part of these looking into these things is getting the numbers and getting the figures, because I asked SuperSport a while ago for the numbers of South African Proteas women's cricket team to India, what viewership, and they said, well, we don't give that out, which I found interesting, because, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to take maybe women's sport that's growing and send it to a streaming service, or maybe free to air SABC or ETV, to really give it the market share that maybe it's not getting through SuperSport.
And there's no elegant compromise that you've thought of yourself or come across in your research into this, which will allow, you know, commerciality to reign supreme, and at the same time allow that noble goal of nation building through a sort of distance but communal engagement in what the national sporting teams are doing.
Yeah, look, I can't think of an elegant solution off the top of my head. I've been looking into this. You know, the one thing was delayed live, but unfortunately these days with Twitter and every other social media service, delayed live doesn't really work for the person that really wants to watch it as if it's live. It becomes quite tricky. And, you know, there's costs involved too with running delayed live. You know, that's another factor we mustn't forget. You know, SuperSport's not only buying products and selling us, and you know, that we're watching, you know, Premiership. They're also putting on world-class productions. When you watch a rugby game, that's SuperSport cameras, SuperSport trucks, SuperSport HD, you know, everything, SuperSport staff. So it comes at a cost to broadcast sport as well. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't just happen. You know, and that's another factor that, you know, free-to-air services have to consider. Well, if they want to broadcast Currie Cup rugby, are they going to pay for the massively expensive cameras and production teams that go with it? So there's a lot to it, but no, I don't see there's an elegant solution to this other than, you know, literally SuperSport saying, okay, you can have those two matches this weekend, which we'll broadcast live as well, and you can broadcast them live as well for X amount of money, and we don't mind losing eyes on those two matches. And maybe there is scope for that kind of attitude in the greater, you know, in the greater social good.
Craig Ray, sports editor at Daily Maverick, thank you very much indeed.